This is 89.1 WEMU, and once again, I'm David Fair. There was a lot of time, money, and effort, particularly effort, spent on both sides of Proposal and A in Ann Arbor that was decided yesterday, and that measure passed. It reserves the so-called library lot in downtown Ann Arbor for the creation of an urban park and civic center to be called the Center of the City. Now, Ann Arbor City Council had already agreed to sell development rights to the property to a Chicago-based developer for $10 million. Core Spaces had planned to construct a 17-story high-rise and 12,000-square-foot plaza to be called The Collective on the 5th. My guest today favored that later plan. Jen Iyer, professionally as the senior vice president of a public relations firm, but on a purely voluntary level, chose to serve as spokesperson for the group Voters for a Responsible Ann Arbor. That was the group that led the Vote No on Proposal A campaign. And Jen, I know it must be a tough morning for you, but thank you so much for taking time out.
Well, I'll tell you, as a Democrat, it's really not a tough morning overall.
Maybe a little bittersweet, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, look, park proposals typically win by a landslide in Ann Arbor. So the fact that this was so close really shows that when people heard our message, many, many agreed. I was out yesterday at polling locations, and I talked to a lot of people. And I talked to a lot of people who still didn't know what the proposal was about, or they didn't know what a yes vote meant or a no vote. So it was a confusing issue, and, you know, you combine that with the fact that there was a heavy push statewide to vote yes on all proposals. I think that affected local proposals as well.
Now, heading into the election yesterday, and as you were conducting those kind of informal surveys at ballot locations, did you get the sense that it was going to pass and that the effort to defeat it was lost?
No, I got the sense that it was very close, and that's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
it
within 4 percentage points. Yeah,
right. And like I said, for a parks proposal, that's pretty telling. I think, you know, most of the young people that I spoke with planned to vote no. And some of the older people that I spoke with, but the yes votes seem to be concentrated in the older homeowning population, and that's, you know, I think what we kind of expected. So now, you know, having said all that, the majority absolutely, you know, was for yes by a small mm-hmm. margin, and we definitely congratulate those who worked hard to achieve that outcome. But now, however, you know, the city council must deal with the consequences of that outcome, and they are pretty serious. We're losing $5 million for our affordable housing fund. That was going to be leveraged to build 200 to 500 new units of affordable housing. We're losing $5 million that was going to be used to pay off what the city borrowed to repurchase the Y lot. So that money is going to have to be found somewhere. And, you know, the city council is going to have to come up with as much as $15 million, according to the experts, to actually build this new park, due to its complicated location on top of a parking garage. And then there's the ongoing funding that's going to be necessary to maintain it and provide programming.
Well,
because remember that the Parks Commission said that this park, because of its location, is going to need constant programming in order to be successful. The city council, suddenly has tens of millions of dollars it's going to have to come up with in really short order. And the responsibility is really going to be on council members Eaton and Lum, and incoming council member Ramlawi, all of whom supported the proposal. So I really look forward to seeing what their solutions are going to be to these new problems, as well as to our overall affordable housing crisis in the city.
Well, that is certainly a perspective, and those on the other side say they have been in informal discussions with others in the community that are willing to help raise money and bring this plan to reality. And we're going to hear from one of those. Alan Haber will join us later in this hour here on 89.1 WEMU, so I invite you to stay tuned for that perspective. But I want to get to kind of what was at the heart of this. Some contended that it was really a referendum on preserving the character and spirit of the city and what that would look like. Is that a fair assessment to you?
Well, I do think, you know, you look at how heated the conversation was and how passionate people were about this issue. And you know, I volunteered my time because I am passionate about this issue. I see it as, you know, there is a question of how are we going to continue to grow as a city? We have, you know, many years ago, 15 years ago or so, we, as a city, voted for the Greenbelt. which would prevent urban sprawl. It prevented Ann Arbor from developing outward, because as a city, we believe, you know, that we should be growing upward. Instead, it's better for the environment. You know, it's better for the, you know, vibrance of our city to have people living downtown where they work, not commuting in, not sprawling outward. And yet there has been a faction on city council that keeps voting against development after development after development. And if we can't grow outward and we can't grow upward, I'm not sure how Ann Arbor is going to continue to grow and thrive.
Well, let's talk a little bit about future involvement. This group, Voters for a Responsible Ann Arbor, was pushing hard for the defeat of Proposal A. Does the group now dissolve, or will you continue to work to put roadblocks and barriers in place and try and prevent the creation of an urban park and civic center?
Oh, no, we're not. You know, the voters have spoken. So on this issue, you know, we're, you know, our work is finished. And like I said, we congratulate those who worked hard to achieve the outcome, and we look forward to seeing, you know, what they can do with the, you know, this is an idea that's been talked about for 20 years, and still no one has stepped forward to say that they want to fund it. So personally, I'm not sure about the possibility of private funding for this. I think it's going to be on the city to find funding. But, you know, our group is our work has concluded on this.
Jen, thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it, and I know you were up late last night, so get some rest, and we'll have occasion to talk again in the future.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
That is Jen Iyer, volunteer spokesperson for the group Voters for a Responsible Ann Arbor that led the campaign to defeat Proposal A in Ann Arbor. That measure was passed by voters yesterday, so it will be preserved, and ultimately the aim is to create an urban park and civic center at the library lot. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.